you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. It's officially Red October in St. Louis. The Cards play their first postseason game at Busch Stadium today. They will take on the Philadelphia Phillies in the best of three wildcard round. The Cardinals won the National League Central Division, but are the number three seed. That means they don't get the early bye. Whoever wins this series will take on the Atlanta Braves in the NLDS. Today's game at Busch, 107. The city of St. Louis finally has a new personnel director after the previous person who held the position retired in December. According to our partners at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Mayor Tashara Jones has hired Sonia Jenkins Gray. She is currently the Chief Human Resources Officer at CareSTL Health. Personnel director is among the most powerful positions in city government, and it's crucial in retaining workers and filling vacancies. Mayor Jones says she's looking forward to working with Jenkins Gray to help hire more qualified employees to departments across the city. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, after a summer-like week, a cold front bringing fall back for your weekend was started this morning with partly cloudy and cool skies with temperatures in the mid-50s. Thanks to the cold front that moved in last night, temps will top out in the mid-60s today. Then a frost advisory is in effect for tomorrow morning. That will be from 1 a.m. until 9 a.m. Tomorrow will remain chilly with highs in the low 60s. A slight warm-up for your Sunday with highs in the 70s, then back into the upper 70s early next week with the first chance of rain moving in on Tuesday.